Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Good morning. It is 11 minutes in front of 11. It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. And Hammer joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. And I think the station as a whole, from Tony's show to yours to ours in the afternoon, I think we have brought the best coverage of this bizarre Indy 11 Joe Hogsett situation to the masses.
Yeah, I would agree.
Different angles from every show, but it all comes back to a lack of communication, right?
Yep.
We've heard now from the owner of the Indy 11. He has spoken to Tony. He's done interviews with television. The one person we really haven't been able to get in studio is Joe Hogsett.
Yeah, that's true.
Old Diamond Joe.
I wonder why.
Old Boss Hogsett. So what we did on our show was get the second best thing.
Oh, wow.
Here to weigh in with his perspective on this Indy 11 MLS situation, ladies and gentlemen, AI Joe Hogsett.
Look, I know a lot of you people are upset that I threw the Indy 11 under the bus, but you have to remember one important thing. I'm a weasel. I mean, who in their right mind would trust me with anything? This is really your fault for trusting me.
True.
Welp, there is a case of vodka calling my name in my office. So let's have a sing-along and call it a night. I drink a whiskey drink. I drink a vodka drink. I drink a lager drink. I drink a cider drink. I sing the songs that remind me of the good times. I sing the songs that remind me of the better times. And by better times, I mean the times when the city wasn't having a riot on my watch.
Very true. Here we go.
I get blacked out, but I get up again, and you're never going to drink me down. I get blacked out, but I get up again, and you're never going to drink me down.
AI.
I love wonderful. It.
Joe Hogsett, ladies and gentlemen.
Chumbawamba reference.
That's wonderful.
That's great.
So all of his sing-alongs have a theme, and I just can't seem to put my finger on it.
So you and I got in an interesting little back and forth last night, a little text chat. And Bill Murray was at the Cubs game.
In New York.
In New York. And then rode the subway, I guess, to and from the ballpark.
Taking pictures with fans and all that stuff.
And I was telling you how much, just what a boss move it is that Bill Murray always sits among the people. He's never, you know, in a skybox somewhere. He's always down in the Cubs. Almost got no hit and then somehow won that game. And the guy hit a home run late and he's high-fiving everybody.
Right.
And we just kind of got on what a cool dude Bill Murray is. And then we that transitioned into the what is the Mount Rushmore of Bill Murray movies?
Oh, good question.
So Ghostbusters, Stripes.
Oh, definitely Stripes.
Caddyshack.
Yeah.
And then you and I disagreed about the fourth one.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Groundhog Day to where Rob is, what about Bob?
Yeah, and so I struggle with this because Groundhog Day is solid, but you can't remove Stripes. Obviously, the two big ones are Caddyshack and
Ghostbusters.
And Ghostbusters. And I just, the shirt that he wears when he goes, and he's, of course, stalking Richard Dreyfuss, who is his counselor, psychiatrist, whatever, and he goes to that village and finds him, and he's wearing a shirt that says, "Don't hassle me, I'm local." And that scene where he, the wife, Richard Dreyfuss' wife, because the kids and wife are totally snowed about what a lunatic he actually is, and they invite him in, and he's eating that corn on the cob, and he's going, I've seen that 100 times, and I just roll on the floor laughing every single time.
Well, I want to throw one more out for you guys that maybe you considered in your text, but not here. Scrooged. It's a holiday classic.
Yeah,
gets played every
good.
Year. And IBC is mentioned in that movie.
No kidding.
Yeah. The IBC network.
No kidding. That's solid.
I did not know there. That.
Yeah.
His role as Big Earn McCracken was solid, but I don't think that was a Bill Murray movie Kingpin.
So then it spawned probably the more interesting conversation off of that. This is how Hammer and I work through our thoughts throughout the course of the evening. The t-shirt, because they're talking about the t-shirt that he's wearing and what about Bob that says, "Don't hassle me, I'm local." Then what are the greatest shirts that ever have appeared on screen in movies?
Greatest movie t-shirts.
Yeah.
Right. And okay. The number one seed we came up with wasn't necessarily a t-shirt. It was a sweatshirt, but the college sweatshirt that Bluto has in Animal House.
Clearly. Yeah.
Just
Belushi.
Says college across the front.
That's classic. That's a good one.
There's posters with him wearing it, all those other things. And I think number two for me would be Vote for Pedro.
Yep. Also another classic
from Napoleon
one.
Dynamite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't Hassle Me, I'm Local was really strong.
Yeah.
Like that's, I think, on the Mount Rushmore of t-shirts and movies. But then after that, that fourth one is always the tough one.
All right, I got a couple to throw out for you.
Okay.
There's the Van Halen t-shirt from Wedding Singer.
Yeah, you'll jinx the band.
You'll jinx the band and they'll break up. Yeah. There's the smiley face t-shirt from Forrest Gump.
That's true.
It was actually the mud that became the smiley t-shirt.
Yeah, right.
And then what about the t-shirt that John Travolta wore in Pulp Fiction?
The Santa Cruz banana slug?
Yeah. Like, you were used to seeing him in a suit, and then he looked out of place in the t-shirt.
Now, you had a couple. I'm not sure you can even say some of these on the air.
So, Booger and Revenge of the Nerds had a couple filthy t-shirts. Give me something or other until I'm dead.
Yeah.
And something who passed gas, so to speak. There's a great shirt in Teen Wolf that Styles, you know, Michael J. Fox's buddy wears. What are you looking at? Blank nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then in The Hangover, and I don't even know how to describe it. It's the tan shirt that Alan has.
Yes.
It's got like a tree on it.
It's like a landscape or something.
Like a landscape something or other. The one that he has the satchel over. Yeah. Indiana Jones wore one.
That's when he's dressing up for their big night on the town in Vegas.
When they're ready to let the dogs out.
Right, exactly.
So I feel like this is something your listeners need to jump in the mix with. If they're on the YouTube chat, greatest t-shirts that have ever appeared in a movie. Get the YouTube chat rolling.
Yeah, YouTube at Rob M. Kendall, at Hammer and Nigel, at Casey Daniels 317 on the Twitter box. What's coming up this afternoon?
Caller roulette.
Yeah!
Nice.
The rules go out the window.
Uh-huh.
Hell breaks loose. Caller roulette is back today.
Throwing caution to the wind. All right, thank you, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.